This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And good morning, 96.5 The Fan. Your place, your spot, your station for Kansas City sports. Welcome into a Tuesday. I hope everybody's doing all right. Driving in this severe weather we're having.
Very dangerous out there today. I mean, it's not yet anyway.
Gonna be a tornado on your commute to work.
Oh my goodness, the Freakles. Weather people are freaking out today, calling for a blizzard tomorrow and no snow. We're gonna be weather aware and have no snow, but yet blizzard-like conditions tomorrow.
So stay safe out there.
Be careful. It's gonna rain all day today. Blizzard-like conditions tomorrow. 70 on Saturday.
Is it? Like, when do you guys still do that at your house where you package up the winter clothes?
No.
Okay, you just leave it all?
Yeah.
I used to. Now I'm just, like, too lazy.
Where do you put it all when you package it all up, though? That's the thing. Like, lazy is the right word. Not lazy. Like, why waste your time doing that? You know, like, you could be doing something more productive than packing up the winter clothes, right?
Yeah.
So, and especially in this weather, it may be cold next week. We don't know.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think 41 and blizzard.
Yep.
I'm still trying to put those two together.
See, that's the key. The buzzword is blizzard. People hear that and they go, oh my God, I better watch the local news. I think watching the local news is worse than smoking cigarettes for your health. And I will die on that hill to the day I'm dead. And I will watch the local news never, but they want you to watch because they will say blizzard like conditions. And everybody goes, oh my God, a blizzard's coming. We must get to the store. We must buy eggs. We must buy milk. We must buy bread and we must stock up. And no, that's not it. It's just going to be very, very windy and some dusting of a snow. Now, if you're in Dallas and between Dallas and Oklahoma City, you may be effed, but up here in Kansas City, I think we're going to be okay and not have that kind of severe weather.
And the Tonganoxie split is just undefeated.
It is undefeated, yes. It is definitely undefeated.
Like, is the Independence Avenue Bridge or the Tonganoxie split more devastating?
The Independence Avenue Bridge, yeah, no question. Yeah, the Tonganoxie split, like, at least it splits the storm up and it kind of goes one way and the other. That Independence Avenue Bridge ain't moving, man.
It splits semis up.
Yeah, it does. It destroys semis, yes.
Yeah, you just, you know, it's, I don't know, I just remember literally yesterday. Going to be some severe thunderstorms on your drive in to work tomorrow morning. It's going to snow rain until well after the afternoon. Now it's like, well, there's a chance in the morning might rain at like 4.
Right.
Perfect.
These guys are all over the place. What's going to get you to watch? What's going to get you to tune in? Exactly. So that's the weather for today.
Right. We also have Fat Tuesday is today.
Yeah, it is.
So then obviously you're in the Mardi Gras season, right? Mm-hmm. You have Fat Tuesday, Ash Wednesday, and then Lent begins.
And then it's over.
And then it's au revoir until Easter.
It.
Yeah, until Easter. They get the threesome, right?
So that's right.
Also on a Tuesday. We'll do that a little bit later on. It's also Jay Binkley's birthday.
I mean, how about that? Jay Binkley and Fat Tuesday all in one. He's diving into something today, right?
Yeah. So Fat Tuesday, right? Like, you know, the mantra to that, right? It's just you indulge in something that you're about to just no longer indulge in for 3 weeks and then just indulge into it again.
Right.
Never really respected the people that gave up something that was very, like, minute.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm going to give up tea.
Right,
it's
right.
Like, okay.
I'm going to give up cursing.
Yeah. F that.
Yeah, like, not a chance.
No way.
I do that from 6 to 10 a.m. I ain't giving that up the rest of the day.
Right. Let somebody in a Porsche
SUV follow you on 69 Highway home.
Yeah, you give up cursing. That guy was a douchebag yesterday. I mean, first of all, you're driving a Porsche. Now you got me going. Thanks, Dusty. Just set it up and let me knock it down, right? You're driving a Porsche SUV. First of all, you got more money than you know what to do with, right? I mean, that's where I kind of fall into that line.
By the way, I had a back row seat to this for like the 5 mile stretch that this happened, and I was loving it.
I mean, and then you're driving a Porsche SUV, and you're on the side of the exit ramp on 69, and then you decide to cut everybody off in traffic and then do about 45 miles an hour with nothing but paved lanes in front of you, right? Mm-hmm. There's nothing but road in front of you. And my kids always say, how does traffic start? And you always wondered that as a kid. Where does traffic come from? That guy. Because he pulls onto the road in a 65-mile-an-hour zone, cuts off everybody, and proceeds to go 45 miles per hour in his Porsche SUV, okay? And so now we get it to where 69 goes from 2 lanes to 3 lanes. Do you think he gets over? No, he does not get over to that third lane of traffic. So I have to go around him in order to get where I'm going because this guy's still doing 45 on 69 in the middle lane. And so I proceeded to drive by and give him the finger and honk. What's wrong with that? So you need to be, you need to know when you're being a douche.
And I passed Bob. I was like, that guy.
Dusty passed me like, Porsche SUV? Yeah, that guy.
But no, Fat Tuesday, if you could indulge in one thing before you had to give it up, what would it be?
I don't know the answer to that question because there's so many things that I would like to indulge in and then give up for a while, you know. But, you know, you can talk about wings. You can talk about pizza. You can talk about burgers. You can talk about booze.
How much do you eat wings, though?
Like,
that's not really that hard.
It's not. And I'm trying to think of, like, something that I indulge in. Like, I mean,
I would give you a pat. Like, I know I just ripped people for tea. Now, maybe if you're one of those people that's like, in the morning, you have a hot tea. In the afternoon, you have an iced tea. And when you go home at, like, 4 o'clock, you get the happy hour up on Sonic, you get a sweet tea.
Right.
I drink coffee every morning 6 days a week.
Yeah.
Like, giving that up for 3 weeks would be something where I'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, that's a tough one.
But I also use the coffee a little bit as a little bit of a bump in the morning, too. Right? Right?
Like, just a little,
the little hit that I've been given, right?
After you had a couple beers?
Yeah, right. After a couple beers last night, it's like, I got to have a hit, right?
Yeah.
But no, I use it kind of as, I don't want to say an energy. Like, if I came in here and I didn't have coffee, I think I'd be just fine. But number one, for a couple days. Yeah, for a couple days. Yeah, for a couple
then
beers.
Let me talk to you on Thursday.
Thursday, oh my God, I'm dragging, right?
Yeah.
But I don't refill it. I make, you know, one cup in the morning and that's it. It's not like I'm going overboard or anything like that, but like no, I think coffee probably would be one of those things. Or, you know, I'm so lame anymore because I'm getting to that age where, like, what are you giving up? I don't know, protein bars, you know, like stuff like that. I'm looking at your one bar sitting there. You must have got the variety pack because you have a different color today than you did yesterday. And I meant to ask you about your one yesterday, and I know that's the almond one that's really, really good.
This
coconut.
Is the chocolate chip cookie.
Oh, it's a chocolate chip cookie. Yeah, I thought it was green. That's light blue. Yep. My bad.
Yesterday was the breakfast cereal, so it's like Fruity Pebbles.
How was that one?
Good.
It's a good one. I like the birthday cake
than this one.
Yeah, okay, good. So, like, something like that I would give up, or, you know, lean proteins. Like, there's not a lot in my life right now that I'm like, you know what, I need to give that up. I need to get rid of that. I need to take that out of my life for the next 4 days. So, yeah, coffee's probably a good opportunity, a good, you know, calling card, if you will.
No one's ever been like, you know what, I'm going to give up marriage for, like, 3 weeks just to see how much I love it. Like, I mean, that's essentially coffee.
Yeah.
Gives you a little bump on Tuesdays.
Right.
And then it's just like, you know what, I mean, imagine trying to explain that to your wife. Honey, I love you. But for, you know, Lent this year, I'm giving up marriage.
Right. Giving it up for however long marriage, you know, however long it is.
So I'm going to be single.
Right.
Bachelor, 3 weeks. And I'll get back with you, and I guarantee you, I come back, I'm going to love you even more.
Right, absolutely. I'm going to go sow my wild oats, you know. I'm going to go live at the Westin with Tammy for 3 weeks, and, you know, put me up there, and, you know, we'll take care of business. But I've always said that. I always said I'm moving into the Westin once the kids become the teenage years, start the ladies' days and all that kind of stuff. About time to move out. Not going to lie, about time to move into the Westin. So, Tammy, get a room ready for me.
I'm moving in. Yeah, because I don't participate in Lent. I'm not Catholic either. But, like, I don't think, I mean, do what you want to do, but traditionally that's where it originates,
right.
I think. And, so I don't know, man, like I look at food, like it's probably one,
like, but is there a certain food that you're a glutton for? Like you always are kind of eating.
I would
or
say
you need
anything
to get rid of?
Fast food and everything qualifies.
Okay.
So like Chipotle would be considered that.
Oh,
like,
okay. All
you
right.
know,
All
like
right.
going to like. I don't know. Like Jersey Mike's would qualify for that. I don't eat a ton of fast food.
Right. Like Quick Trip? Would you count
that?
Yeah,
that would
be for me.
Oh,
yeah. Quick Trip where you go in there and get a roller dog or something like that.
Or anything. Yeah. You know, like just
I'm going to give up Quick Trip, you know?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter where you get gas. Every place is $2.89. Has been for like 4 weeks. Blows my mind.
It's been that way since basically the first of the year. It has not moved.
I've never seen it go this long. Like, we're on a great streak of $2.89.
It's true. It has when not it changed yet.
And
when's the summer travel season starting? You know, that's when it'll go
now,
up.
My only four sources are all four Quick Trips because I go three different ways to work. But the one in Lee's Summit on 3rd Street and 50 Highway, $2.89. The one on Knoll on the corner right by Top Golf, $2.89. The one on Metcalf that is on the right side across from McDonald's, $2.89.
Mm-hmm.
This one up here by the station,
$2.89. Oh yeah, you go to every once in a while you'll see like a $2.88 somewhere, but no, it's been $2.89 and it's held steadfast. Except there's an Exxon or a Shell or something down here right off the highway that's like $2.93, but you're right off the highway, so I understand there's a little bit of a surcharge on that one.
And Lynn's is 6.5 weeks.
Oh, okay.
FYI.
6.5 weeks.
So you'd be
okay.
6.5 weeks without being married.
Yeah, that's even better. So $2.89. Yeah, not bad. But you can't give up getting gas, but you can give up going inside money inside.
You do not. Right. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, I don't eat sweets, so that's not fair. But I'm going to give up ice cream.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing.
I haven't had an ice cream cone in 6 weeks, dude.
Yeah.
Well, I gave it up.
Pizza, I mean, maybe I probably eat that once or twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's still, that's not to me like a challenge. Like, I want to like challenge myself.
Right. Something that you could challenge
yourself with, I give up weed, but not a chance.
Right.
Fair enough. Let me know how you feel on like Friday at 3. Yeah. Like, oh, God.
Oh, my God. And see, it's like I don't drink much anymore. So it's not like, oh, I'm going to give up booze for Lent or something like that. Like, I've kind of eliminated all that kind of the gluttonous stuff out of my life.
Somebody says giving up KU basketball for my mental well-being.
A lot of people are. Look, I gave it up during COVID. I was talking to Zip about that this morning. He's complaining about Hunter Dickinson in the NIL. I said, now you know why I haven't watched this stuff since COVID. It's not interesting.
And to be fair, they probably played the second to third best team in the country last night on senior night in their house.
Yeah, right.
Where Fran Fischello was like, I don't like senior night. Guys are crying, getting emotional. They just don't play well. And
he didn't say that, did he?
LJ Cryer had 18 in the first half. I'm like, senior.
Oh, my God. No, Fran didn't say that,
yes, did he?
He did. He's so cringe. Yeah. Do people still like him? I'll give up Fran Fischello for Lent. I mean, seriously, I don't watch college basketball, so I can't. Yeah. I've already given up Fran Fischello. But if I was a college basketball fan, I would give up Fran Fischello for Lent. Senior night is one of the best nights. People love senior night. I've been to how many senior nights at Allen Fieldhouse over my years, and it's great, but you don't really have seniors anymore. That seems to be the problem, too, right? You have senior night, and it's like the team manager who's been hanging around that nobody knows, and so nobody stays long enough like we used to back in the day to have those senior nights, but you honor those kids who put in the 4 years, and you celebrate those kids who put in the 4 years because it's very rare.
I was like, or the opposite effect, like guy gets jacked up, because it's like Cooper Flagg last night balled out, won me.
Well, that's his senior night last night, right?
Yeah. Crowd started chanting one more year.
Yeah, right.
And his dad was in the crowd. He's like, no, run it back. And everyone's just kind of like, because he did the best thing ever. He teased that he could come back.
Absolutely.
And the guy, it's so funny because one of the announcers is like, he should come back. And the other guy goes, that's a terrible business decision, man. It's like, teach these kids business. He's like, it's a terrible business decision because, like, obviously the NBA draft, it works. Like, the higher you get drafted, the more money you can make. So, like, a guy that gets picked first, a guy that gets picked 10th, significant money difference.
Right.
He will be the number one overall pick.
Right. There's nobody in Europe that we don't know about that the NBA is in love with that they're going to pick and tell everybody he's the next great thing. Not over Cooper.
Not over Flagg.
Okay, good.
That's your future face in the NBA.
That's also been a big problem with the NBA is everybody that gets drafted plays in Europe and nobody knows who they are anymore. They're not college kids like it used to be. And so that does have a – so Cooper Flagg being the number one pick this year in the NBA is great for the NBA, for Cooper Flagg.
That's their next brace they're going to lean on.
And they should. Is he already the new face of the NBA?
I mean,
No. Who is? Because nobody wants it.
But also what he can do, since he's making a ton of money, he can just be like, oh, I don't want to go to Portland, Memphis, or Wizards. Yeah. I'll just stay in college for the year and hope another team, you know?
Yeah, that's true. You see, well, I don't know. When does the lottery get announced versus when do you have to declare? Like, can you wait to see who the number one overall pick is?
Never mind.
I am not going to Charlotte. No chance. Well, for him, Charlotte may be actually
pretty
good. Yeah,
they'd have him and LaMelo would be fun to watch.
But also being the local ties with Duke and everything. Charlotte would like lose their minds if they were able to get Cooper Flagg.
See, all you gotta do is just talk a little NBA and start some blocks.
But here's the conspiracy theory. We saw how they fixed the draft lottery for Patrick Ewing. We saw how they fixed the draft lottery for Wemby to go to San Antonio. And now are we going to see how they fix the draft lottery to make sure Cooper Flagg goes to Charlotte? Because if he goes to Charlotte, they're printing money. I guarantee you they're printing money. They will sell season tickets. People will go crazy to go watch that kid play because he's a Duke. He's a local kid. It's perfect for them. Charlotte will get the number one pick in the lottery.